I'm Jaden Park. I'm here with
James.
And we're here with the interim president here. You want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Absolutely. Liang Chi Wei will be here for 6 months, and I'm so glad to be on your program. Thanks for inviting me for a conversation. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
At least we can have it. Okay, so Dr. Wei, obviously I want to start off with the basics. You're coming in after the previous president, Don, retired after 22 years here at DMACC. So you worked previously at Northeastern and the Eastern Community District thing.
Yeah.
So how's DMACC compare? You enjoying it here?
I enjoy it. In fact, I enjoyed every institution. This is my fifth college, so very blessed to be able to see different location. We're all in higher education, but every place has its own culture. And definitely DMACC is in the metro area. And some colleges like Northeast is in the rural area, so it's very different. The people make up the culture, so that's different. DMACC is huge. Other colleges are smaller. So you find that those are the things that separates, but the same common mission, and that is we're here to meet the needs of the community. So that is very similar. How we do it is different just because of size, because of location, because of proximity to different services. And the one thing is common across the institution is we partner with other organizations. We cannot do things alone. So partnering with other organizations allow us to be stronger, and it allows us to really think about what's out there. We don't know what we don't know, right? Yeah. So other organization becomes our eyes and ears, and those partnership allow us to have really great collective impact. So I'm enjoying it. This is my fourth week. I'm still trying to not to get lost in buildings and between buildings.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of buildings.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of buildings. And then
and they're checking them new ones.
Mm-hmm. And the numbers don't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, no. Of course the main building's building five.
We
Why wouldn't
like
it be?
1 to 2, 3, 4, 5.
There you go. I don't have to convince you. But I have a map in my office. And so, like today, this is not my first time here. So I've been here several times. So I know where five is. Mm-hmm. So I see it, and I just say, walk a straight line.
You didn't get lost on the way here, right?
No, I didn't, but I have to watch out for cars because there were a couple of roads in between, and some of the folks drive a little fast. So, folks, this is a public service announcement. Slow down around campus, please. It's safe for everybody.
So what sort of organizations do we partner with? Like, I don't think a lot of students would know.
Well, definitely, for example, Food Pantry, some of the housing folks, and definitely United Way and some of the other organizations that really provide services to our students. You know, we take care of education, but many of our students also have other needs outside. And DMACC cannot be everything to everybody, right? So what we do is rely on other partners to help us take care of students when they have a need. Like, for example, this week, it was last week, you know, a young father walk in, and he became homeless with his kids. And he was thinking of the need to drop out of the program. And so our centers work with a few of the nonprofit, found temporary housing, got food for the family, got them into a safe place so that he can continue. Because when he's done with the program, he will be able to take care of the family. So you find that that is only possible not because of DMACC. That's possible because DMACC reached out to those partners. And those partners have been with us for a long time. And together, that family is in a better place. And it just happened last week. That's cool.
That's awesome. I have a question for you. What is like your main priority while here being the interim president?
Well, the main priority is making sure that I serve as a bridge to the next president. Mm-hmm. You know, President Danson did a great job for 22 years, and there's a 6 months gap between the next person. Okay, how do I make sure that everybody understands that this is okay? All right, change is hard for people, even good ones. Yeah. So for me, is to be the bridge. And also, if there are things that needs to be adjusted, supported, enhanced, whatever that is, during my time, let's go do it. But one of the things that I did ask my colleagues to do with me is, this is a good time in between administration, is go back and look at what we do well on a day-to-day basis. You know, and that is recruiting students, getting them to sign up for classes, help them stay, help them get on track to finish, and then after they finish, help them find their next step. These are very basic things that we do. We do well. Well, guess what? Let's double the effort and do it even better. So those are the things that I really welcome our colleagues to join me, and that is focus on our core mission. And this is our 60th anniversary. Did you know that?
Yeah.
This is our 60th anniversary of DMAC. What a good time to take time, step back, and look at our mission and not forget the why we do what we do. Yeah, because sometimes organization over time, they kind of drift. I don't think DMAC has drifted, but this is a good time to reaffirm ourselves and say, this is our mission, this is why we do what we do, and can we do better? Who can we partner with? How can we serve our community even better than the past 60 years?
So have you learned on that so far? Any changes that you are planning to make while you're here? Or?
Well, the one thing is...
proving,
I think people have ideas. I'm listening. You know, for example, we're talking about a budgeting process right now. Okay, well, how does the budget support what we want to do? So the other thing is also strategic planning. The old one has been phased out, so we have a new one coming in. Well, what are the priorities? Because you cannot do everything. So what are the 3 to 4 to 5 things that we want to do over the next few years, and how do we support it? But most importantly, how do we get input from everybody who wants to have a say and just say, well, does it align with you? Because you have to build that buy-in. And once you have that buy-in, okay, who wants to own what? Right? This has to be something. So those are two key things, you know, the budget process and definitely strategic planning, because it influences program and services. It impacts you as students.
That's good. That's good. Do students have input in that? Like, I know we have open board meetings, but what does that look like for student input?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why you're here.
Yeah, of course. We're
right? Because
about it.
You folks represent one voice of the students. And I think all the program, they have students, and they can talk to the faculty about it. They can talk to the advisory committee. And so definitely, you belong here. This is your college.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't play a part in it, then where is your voice? Where is your agency? Where is your ownership? All right. And I know that when I was a student, compared with now, very different time.
Yeah.
So we always need to say, what's going on now that we don't know about? What's going to be happening in 5 years? For example, AI is a big thing, right? Okay. How does it impact the programming? We can wish that it goes away. It's not going away.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not. It's just like cell phone. When it first came out, I fought it because I didn't want a cell phone. But I got used to it. Okay. So how do we flow with technology? How do we use it as a teaching and learning thing?
Is DMAC planning to adopt AI or?
Well, it's already here, right? I mean, think about the laptop that you have. Think about the cell phone that you have. What we continue, and I'm very proud of my colleagues, you know, the faculty and staff, is continue to talk about, well, how do we harness the benefit of AI? We cannot just let it go and just say, okay, see where everything falls. That's not a good thing. How do we use the tool? Now, I know some people are worried about people using the tool inappropriately. Well, guess what? Majority of the folks are not going to do that. Same thing with cell phone. When cell phone came up, people were worried about if people have access to the world. They can just look up an answer.
Yeah.
Right? So how do we use the AI as a tool for good, for learning, for teaching? Majority of people are going to do fine with that.
Yeah. So you think it won't be a... Yeah, I like the idea. Back on track, because of course the main thing is we're in a search for a new president.
Yeah.
Your term's set to end in the
end of June.
Right?
Of June.
Yeah. I know we had a search in October. Jaden wrote on it, where we had our candidates drop out. We had three set, only one advance.
Yeah.
Do we have new candidates, or are we just still in a search?
Well, I'm not involved in the search, so...
You're not? Oh.
Yeah, no. Hey, I am just doing my job. I'm not involved in the search. I support whatever the college is doing. My hunch is, yeah, I'm sure the board did the right thing because people drop out for whatever reason. All right. If you look at the Iowa State, the same thing. They have four candidates and two drop out for whatever reason. So the key thing is the board is steady and just say, well, we'll continue to do this and let's open it up again. So I think the closing date for application is coming up soon. I don't know that. And I don't know that because I'm not involved.
All right. Wrong guy.
Yeah, wrong guy. But I'm supportive of it. So I think when it's supposed to close fairly soon, and then what they'll do is they'll do the semifinalists.
Okay.
The first cut, semifinalists. And out of the semifinalists, they will, again, just like last time, identify a few finalists. And those folks will be brought on campus. So guess what? I encourage all of you to participate in the open forum. Go see who they are, you know, ask questions and get to know them.
Yeah.
All right. So I think definitely next month and then March, things are going to move. And pretty soon, somebody will be named, I hope. And then I will start the process of transitioning with that person. But still, making sure that the college continue to work well on behalf of the community, on your behalf.
So, go ahead.
And on top of that, like, what lessons have you learned so far, and what lessons do you hope to learn by the end of June?
The lesson I always learn, in fact, from the previous experience is don't come to a place assuming that it's going to be the same. So when I came to DMAC, I assume a blank sheet. I know community colleges, but I don't know DMAC as well. I know enough to be dangerous. So what I did was I asked a lot of questions, and that's why I've been visiting different places. DMAC has 13 different sites, and by the end of this week, I would have finished 12, and then one more to go. And the reason is so that I can feel the place, talk to the folks there, and listen. So what I learned is I don't know what I don't know. And don't be cocky enough to walk in and say, I know everything. That's dangerous for any president. So that's the lesson I've learned along is find out about the place. They are different. And even different sites have some kind of the microculture. You got to know their culture. What are they doing? I mean, our father's site is Templeton, mm-hmm. in a town of 200. Way, way smaller than Ankeny. But they're still providing great service over there? Okay. How did they do it? And the other thing for me is how to support what they need. So a lot of people say, well, what can they do for the president? No, that's the wrong question. The question is, how may the president support the college? The president works for everybody else, not the other way around. Okay, so that's another lesson I learned is I'm here to serve, not to be served. That's a whole different mindset right there. So I'm still learning, and I didn't know that you folks have a podcast. So guess what?
Glad we could have you.
Yeah, so now I know. It's like, okay, that's another thing that I didn't know that you have. And this is kind of fun. And I really encourage you to continue to use this as a medium to share information with the students.
That was kind of the whole point.
Yeah,
having you here was to...
Yes, keep doing it.
I feel like the press releases don't get enough, what would be the word, traffic. And I feel like this is another way to really improve the reach that the
DMAC. And it's not just the traffic. You know, press release is static.
Yeah.
Right? Here, we can have give and take. You can ask me a question. I can ask you a question. Like I said, it's a conversation.
Yeah.
Right? That's what people do. And one of the things I do want to happen more, really, across the DMAC district is people come together and have conversation. Because when you have conversation, we build relationship. When we build relationship, trust goes up. And when trust goes up, when we have issues that need to be solved, we trust each other enough to say, hey, can we talk?
Yeah.
And then can we fix this together? It's when we don't know each other, we don't have the trust, we don't talk, then problem become big problem. Right? It might sound simplistic to a lot of people, but that's how I operate. Talk to people, build relationship, solve problem.
So how do you feel about communication here? Like, obviously we're having you here, which is kind of the point of further communication, but do you feel like communication between faculty, staff, and the students, that is it effective, essentially?
Oh, I think communication is never, that does not have an end game.
You can always improve?
Of course. Because guess what? You always have new people coming in, like students. Okay, so when you have new students, guess what? How do we get them into the conversation? How do we keep them informed? We also have new faculty, staff coming in. How do they keep informed? And most importantly, how do we listen to the new people and say, hey, what are they bringing that we don't know about? Sometimes we get into, well, we don't do that like that. You know, we don't do it that way here. That's a dangerous thing. New folks can actually show us something. How do you know that? You can talk to each other. So I think communication can always be better. Once we know that, if we ever think that communication is done, we stop listening. So I really appreciate this. And I think for us, communication in all different ways. Now, I'm not good at social media, so there are people doing that. And there are emails, there are things imprinted. I think we need all different media because people consume things differently. And I also have to remind myself, for example, when I talked to the college my first week, one of our colleagues is sight impaired. So I have the PowerPoint. He couldn't see it. I was not sensitive to that. So you tell me, did communication need improving on my part? Oh, yes. I forgot about people who couldn't see my PowerPoint. Luckily, I did talk about it. So he got the gist of it. So how do I make sure that my communication is welcoming of all people?
Yeah. Oh, you're throwing me up. Let's see. So communication. So after the transition, obviously you said that you hope they find someone by about March, April. They get their finalists in, get them into the campus. What does that look like for you after that? Like,
well,
will you stay with DMACC? So on.
No, at the end of June, I'm done, and I'll retire for the third time. I'll go home, and it's about time. You know, I've been away from family for quite a while, and family time is important. It's not that I wouldn't do anything. Is that I will do, my family focus will be first, right? And I'm getting older. I don't have a lot more days ahead of me. You do. You have a lot of days ahead of you. I have fewer days ahead. So what will be my priority, right, like with my family, for myself? So, no, I will not be staying at DMACC. I will always have fond memory of DMACC. In fact, right now, this is my fourth week. I'm enjoying myself. I really love what I'm seeing. It doesn't mean we don't have things we can do better. We always do. But overall, the college is going well. Why? Is it because of the building? Is it because of the technology? No. It's because the most important ingredient is the people. When the people are good, everything else is good.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you here.
Yeah.
I got a final question for you.
Yes, sir.
What's a piece of advice or like the most important qualities that you want for the future president after you?
I think it's something that I try to prepare myself is always listen more than talking. And go out and meet people. That way you can see them where they are. You know, sometimes people say, well, I have an open door policy. well, that means somebody has to come to your office to walk through that door. I like to walk around because then I can bring myself anywhere. And most of the time, when I'm in somebody else's space that they are already comfortable with, that conversation is easier because they are in their element. They're not in my element. I'm in their element. And then conversation happens. And sometimes walk around, you never know. Just now I was just trying the food and I was sitting down and one of our biology faculty came down on sabbatical and just said, hey, introduce myself, and we had a chat. Those type of serendipity moment happens because you go out, because I go out. And that would be one thing that I would encourage the new president to do is go out. And it's fun. And definitely I encourage them to come talk to you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully I have a new interview and new seat in August.
Absolutely. And there will be a transitioning team working with the new president because coming into a new place, it's a huge adjustment. No different than a student coming in, faculty, staff coming, the new president too. So how do we help him or her adjust? It's going to take at least a year. At least a year just to have a good sense of it. All right, so I need your help. I need all of you to be supportive of this. I need all of you to, how should I say, give them some leeway, all right, some slack. Don't expect them to be perfect because they're human. But just know that the college is trying to find the most appropriate person for this college. And his or her success depends on every one of us. So I hope I can count on you folks to have his or her back.
Yeah.
Right? And invite that person to have a conversation. This is amazing. This is safe. I'm enjoying it. And why wouldn't anybody want to do this? Right?
Sorry. Doing interviews with, we do them with staff, we do them with professors occasionally, we do them with students even.
Yeah.
I feel like going out, talking to people, especially through, like, we do our social media things, yeah, we do our podcasts, we do our interviews, all that. I feel like that's the most effective way to get information out there is, like, having an audio format people can listen to, people can see, mm-hmm, that kind of thing. That's my favorite way to do it.
And that's good. And your podcast is saved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means people can hear it again, yeah, and, yeah, again, yeah, mm-hmm, and again.
They can listen to it whenever they want.
Exactly. So they consume it whenever they are ready. And they can go back to the piece. And if they have questions, they can talk to you. All right. The faculty I was talking about, she's putting her things on audio and video so that students can see it again and again and again. Not everybody gets the lecture the first time. I don't. Okay. So when you have a lecture but it's not recorded, you can't see it again. Same thing with podcasts. But now podcasts, you have it, it's there. And people can come and consume it whenever they have time to. So there are many ways to reach your audience, many ways to communicate. This is one way, and I enjoy it. So hopefully maybe down the road before I leave, we can do this again. And you can ask me some other questions.
I'd love to do an exit interview with you. Yeah, if you have time.
Questions, what you
want. Oh, finale question. You know, I was thinking, this is my fourth week already. I mean, I'm coming to the end of my first month. I have 6 months, so, hey, 20% done.
Time flies.
It does. It does. People don't realize that time flies. And so how do we be intentional with our time? Right? Yeah. Because one day go by just like that, next thing you know, I'll be sitting here very soon and saying goodbye to, yeah, everybody. Yeah. Thank you so much,
yeah,
Jamie, for your time. Really, yeah, appreciate this.
Really glad to have you, Dr. Wee. Appreciate you coming by. With that, we reached the end. As always, you can check out our social medias on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at DMAC Chronicle. And podcast plays on iTunes and Spotify. Thank you.